this is Ted Kennedy. The administration's Middle East policy is in disarray again. They've just pulled the plug on a foolish arms deal with Saudi Arabia. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, there's an old saying that when you're about to be run out of town, get out front and make it look like a parade. That's the Reagan administration's foreign policy. The other day, they tried to jam a $360 million weapons deal through Congress to sell 1,600 air-to-ground missiles to Saudi Arabia. We have enough trouble in the Middle East already without escalating the tension between Saudi Arabia and Israel. And the Saudis haven't exactly rushed to help us out in the Persian Gulf. So Congress blew the whistle fast on that arms deal, Bob. A two-thirds majority of the Senate came out against the sale, and the administration yanked it. Who's making Middle East policy in the White House anyway, Bob? A clone of Oliver North?
Ted, the Saudi proposal was a mistake. The wrong sale at the wrong time. The administration made a mistake when it proposed a sale and did the right thing in withdrawing it. But you know, there is a real lesson in this episode. I'm very concerned about America's policy in the Middle East and about Israel's security. So I regret this mistake, and I'm glad it was belatedly set right. What you're primarily interested in is jumping on the president's back and scoring a few cheap political points. So you're delighted that the United States made a mistake. You love to gloat over the fact that we've gotten a black eye with our friends in the Middle East, and that overall, it's America that's lost a bit, not the president. Politicking is fine, Ted, in its place, but when America suffers, that is not the place. And isn't it about time you learned that after all these years? This is Senator Bob Dole. What's the number one domestic threat to America? It's getting bigger and bigger every day. Find out tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.